Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Okay, I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life.
These guys intentionally perpetrated this crime.
But we're not just going to sit there and take no for an answer. And so we're going to figure out what we can do.
Kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
Yes, indeed. Hey, how's that for an opening statement on a Tuesday morning, the sixth day of December? Glad you're with us this morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Lots of fog out there. It's cold outside, just like it is in our studio this morning, as usual. And we're thinking about starting a fire in here. Don't tell management. Something. Right in between me and Kathleen here, down the side of the desk here in the broadcast studio.
Yeah, that works. I've got my coat on.
Just kind of warm up a little bit, right? That's yes. Good. That's good. Get us going for the morning. Lots to get to this hour. We got Chanel Rione coming up, White House correspondent for One America News. We're going to talk 2A Tuesday here at the bottom of the hour. And we will get to Jeff Manasso in the next hour. He's covering a gun control court case out in Oregon that has caused gun sales to go through the roof, which is what happens every time these gun banners get going. People start getting worried that they might have some success, and they don't like that. Americans don't appreciate that. And we're going to talk to him about that and what's at stake there, and maybe how it corresponds to what's going on in Washington at the Supreme Court and their decision on it last year, or earlier this year, I should say. So we'll get to all that for you coming up. Stay tuned for that. I do want to mention a couple of big stories that are going on this morning. One of them is, of course, this Dan McLaughlin story, because that's sad. We feel bad. I feel bad for Dan. I think maybe I've only met him once. I don't know him personally. I know Carl's known him for years and years. He got picked up for a DUI. He's charged with a DUI, and it's a more serious charge than in the past. He's had at least two other DWI arrests. This time they charged him with persistent driving while intoxicated. The difference is apparently because he's a repeat offender.
Third strike.
It's almost like a third strike law. It carries a little more jail time if convicted, that sort of thing. In this particular case, nobody else was involved. A Creve Corps police officer arrested him Sunday. This is according to the Post reporting, on Interstate 270 at Ladue Road. And he performed poorly on a field sobriety test, according to them. Apparently, the newspaper had reached out to him on Monday, and he said, "No excuses," in a text message. "I'm dealing with this, seeking the treatment that I need. I ask for your privacy for me and my family." So that story is going on out there. Very sad. I wish the best for Dan. And if he loses his job over this, because the last time they suspended him, and he was off the air for a while, I don't remember how long, he was able to work his way back after fighting through this and going into rehab and all that stuff. I hope he can do that again. But he's facing a more serious challenge this time, for sure. That's one of the stories we're covering. The other one is one that we talked about yesterday that deals with religious liberty. And what's at stake here is out in Colorado. Remember the Gabe Baker case from a couple years ago?
Yep.
That went all the way to the Supreme Court. And in that particular case, the Baker won, right? And they decided that you couldn't tell the gay baker that they, or the baker, I should say, that they had to bake a cake for a gay wedding, that their religious liberty protected them was the point from having to do that. So you would think that Colorado might have modified its law a little bit. They haven't. They doubled down. They've got some sort of a commission out there, civil rights commission, they call it, that goes around and dings businesses randomly if they believe that they have somehow violated Colorado's laws in this particular area. There was an interesting exchange yesterday during the Supreme Court hearing on the latest case. It's about a web developer who went to get a business license and was told, okay, if we give you this business license, you have to build websites for anybody that comes to you. In other words, you can't turn anybody away. And the web developer said, well, based on my religious objections, I will not do that for, you know, a gay couple or a gay business or whatever the case may be. And they're like, nope, nope, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that in Colorado. So that case is being heard right now at the Supreme Court. They had arguments yesterday. Of course, these oral arguments, you can go in and listen to the recordings, right? They don't have a video feed, but you can listen to the recordings. Well, the newest Supreme Court justice spoke out on this yesterday. We got to get a little glimpse into Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who somehow found a way to compare what's going on in Colorado and the religious liberty of a business owner out there with the Christmas classic called It's a Wonderful Life. Go to cut 10, please.
I'm a public business. I'm a photographer. My belief is that, you know, I'm doing It's a Wonderful Life scenes. That's what I'm offering. Okay? I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm knowing that movie very well. I want to be authentic, and so only white children and families can be customers for that particular product. Everybody else can, I'll give to everybody else, I'll sell them anything they want, just not the It's a Wonderful Life depictions. I'm expressing something, right, for your purposes, that speech. What about, what's the other step? It's speech, and I can say anti-discrimination laws can't make me sell the It's a Wonderful Life package to non-white individuals.
What in the hell does that have to do with religious liberty?
That's a stretch.
I mean, she's trying to make a point about discrimination in general. I get the analogy. This is about fundamental religious liberty opposition to something. And can the state force you to do something in violation of your religious, truly held religious beliefs? It's got nothing to do with race or any of that. Here's Neil Gorsuch. If you missed this yesterday, Neil Gorsuch got into a back and forth with Eric Olson, the attorney representing Colorado on this issue of religious liberty. And Gorsuch just schooled him. And I thought this was such an important back and forth. I want to play it for. It's a little long, but you got to listen to the common sense being applied here. By Gorsuch even challenging Colorado about having a re-education encampment to try to change people's minds on where they stand on their own religious liberty. It's incredible. Listen to this.
A speech that offends my religious beliefs.
But here they are defining their service by excluding someone based on their...
That's their religious belief.
Well, in Colorado,
you can't change their religious belief, right?
No, but well,
and you protect religious beliefs under the statute, right? That is one of the protected characteristics,
yes,
in theory.
And in practice. If it wasn't in practice, we had heard about it over the past several years, and my friend has pointed to no example where this has been applied.
Mr. Phillips did go through a re-education training program pursuant to Colorado law, did he not, Mr. Olson?
He went through a process that ensured he was familiar with...
It was a re-education program, right?
It was not a re-education program.
What do you call it?
It was a process to make sure he was familiar with Colorado law.
Someone might be excused for calling that a re-education.
I strongly disagree, Justice Gorsuch.
Thank you, Mr. Olson.
Justice Kavanaugh?
It's a re-education camp. In Colorado, if you disagree with their anti-religious liberty law, they make you attend a class so they can help you better understand it. And Neil Gorsuch says, so you would understand if someone referred to that as a re-education camp. We're going to come in and re-educate you. You clearly don't understand what you're doing wrong. We have to recalibrate your brain. And Eric Olson, of course, disagreed with that, but that's exactly what they're doing. And let's hope that Neil Gorsuch's common sense carries the day in the United States Supreme Court. No doubt about that. Hey, did you miss Corinne Jean-Pierre yesterday? She's a little angry at Elon Musk, as you can understand, because Elon has opened the floodgates to what they were doing in colluding with a government agency to suppress free speech. Go to cut two, please.
So, look, we see this as an interesting or a coincidence, if I may, that he would so haphazardly, Twitter would so haphazardly push this distraction. That is a full of old news, if you think about it. And at the same time, Twitter is facing very real and very serious questions about the rising volume of anger, hate, and anti-Semitism on their platform, and how they're letting it happen.
A flat-out lie. It's just a flat-out lie because Elon shared the Twitter numbers showing the number of hate-related tweets had gone down. It's dropped. It just defies logic what comes out of the White House sometimes. And no one knows that better than our friend Chanel Rione, who's the chief White House correspondent for One American News. Were you just gap-jawed listening to this, Chanel?
Mark, it's gap-jawed oftentimes every time the White House responds to any questions when it comes to free speech or, anything that's coming out of Twitter these days. But that was a particularly just jaw-dropping moment. It was just incredible that they would pull out where did that come from? Where did that come from? In fact, all of the hate, actions that she listed are markedly down. The child sex exploitation that has been rampant on Twitter is down. You have all these lewd and awful things that have been happening on Twitter that are suddenly starting to disappear now that Twitter's operating with a modicum of transparency. So her response was absolute bullcrap, and they know it. And it was a deflection. I was honestly expecting, Mark, for them to start responding and delineating Team Biden, campaign days Biden with, hey, we're the White House, we're the official side. The people that were listed in the Twitter files are not really the same people that are running the White House. But no, there was not even an attempt to dissect what was coming out of there. Because remember what these Twitter files ultimately reveal. At the end of the day, the bottom line, if you haven't been following, is government has been colluding, government officials and a political party and a political campaign were all colluding with Twitter and we suspect other social media outlets to silence conservative voices and silence any story that was bad for Joe Biden. I know this firsthand. I was putting out investigations like the Biden bribe tapes, where I had exclusive content for OAN, exclusive content from the Ukrainian Secret Service, over 9 hours of recorded telephone conversations between Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Poroshenko. And in those conversations, the bombshells like Joe Biden telling Poroshenko, hey, we need to take action and start moving things around before Trump comes into office because we don't need him to know what we're really up to. Conversations like that. And what happened? Team Biden, campaign Biden, sent their lapdogs after OAN to write hit pieces. There were hit pieces after hit pieces that were sent after us to try and deflect from that story. No doubt the Biden White House knows exactly their role, exactly their guilt, and they are floundering. I was shocked that she didn't have more preparation in terms of deflecting from the story. That was just such a face palm, fall on your face response.
I'm never surprised when she's not prepared. That's one thing that never surprises me. But I will say, Chanel, let's think back to when this story was breaking in September and October of 2020. It was not only Twitter that was suppressing the story. The Washington Post, the New York Post reported it. It was the mainstream media that refused to cover the story. And now, since the Twitter files have been released on Friday and we have the information out there, and even CBS News admits 785 days later that the laptop is real, I looked at a Media Research Center a poll that said there was 0 minutes of coverage on ABC, CBS, and NBC of this story as of yesterday midday. On Monday, after a weekend of this story breaking, the networks had still not covered it.
Well, the positive news to that headline, Mark, is that Americans spend 0 minutes watching those networks because they are on the downside fast. But look, the problem here is that the media is quickly exposing themselves to be the arm of not just high-level Democrats, but an entire cabal, a cabal that has chosen to suppress the American voice and suppress American populism. And this is a cabal that's been around for a long time. This is a cabal that uses our intelligence agencies to their own advantage. This is a cabal that has brainstormed and created these pandemic lockdown plans as ways to control the population. Yeah. This goes and touches issues that go way beyond what we're talking about here in the weeds. And that is why they're so afraid of Musk. That is why they're so afraid of the Twitter files. That is why they're dismissing it as, quote, a PR stunt. Mark, when was the last time you saw emails between top-level executives colluding with the government and said, what a PR stunt?
Yeah.
It's such a half-hearted way to cover up their tracks, but it's the best they can do. It's an explosive story. We all know it. More is coming out. We know what we're going to find out now. Again, everything that's come out so far, it doesn't surprise us, actually. It doesn't surprise us. It simply affirms what places like, let me take New York Post and OAN have been reporting on since 2020. Remember, Giuliani handed that hard drive over to Miranda Devine at New York Post, and they published their story October 14. He handed us the hard drive right afterwards, within 48 hours. So we were the top two. You know, New York Post and OAN were the top two networks to get it. And we were immediately lambasted and censored for it because the FBI knew exactly what was on those hard drives. They've had this material since at least 2018, and they've been playing cover-up for the Biden family.
Wow. It sounds very much, Chanel, as if they had warned Twitter and some of these social media outlets, there may be something coming out. You should ignore it because it might be disinformation. And they do darn good and well what it was.
So that's the narrative that you also need to watch out for, especially in conservative circles who are starting to get a little confused about this. They're going to say, well, it wasn't government officials who were colluding with Twitter. It was just DNC people and Twitter executives. No. We know that Twitter executives were meeting on a weekly basis with FBI officials. And these FBI officials were taking preemptive action, flying down to San Francisco and trying to tell not just Twitter. We know they've been meeting with other executives. Those files haven't come out yet, Mark. We're waiting on those shoes to drop. But the FBI, our government, our tax-paid FBI, were meeting with Twitter to tell them, look, all the information that's going to be bad about the Biden family is going to be Russian propaganda. And they just repeated it like a like a broken toy, a broken record,
right,
saying, look, Russian propaganda, bad Biden story, Russian propaganda, bad Biden story, Russian propaganda. And so as a result, these Twitter files show these executives responding and saying, oh, these are hacked materials, bad on Biden, Russian propaganda. And of course, we know that was absolute nonsense. All of this was 100% correct and reflected a very corrupt and very, very shockingly compromised system.
Oh, it's amazing. Chanel Rione, my guest, chief White House correspondent for One American News. Even your son seems to understand this. I can hear him in the background. He's trying to give us some feedback, and the mainstream media doesn't get it.
Look, he's just telling me that he'll never be in the headlines like Hunter Biden.
So glad to hear that. So glad to hear that. Chanel, thank you for giving me some time this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. We'll talk soon. Chanel Rione there, a chief White House correspondent for One American News. I feel just like that little dude. I want to cry sometimes. But instead, I have to come on the radio and talk to you about
it. He wants to be fed, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, it's Tuesday, which means we're getting into 2A Tuesday coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Also, Jeff Manasso in the 8 o'clock hour to talk more about this. There's a court decision pending on a gun control attempt out in Oregon. We're going to get you an update on that at about 8:08 this morning. How about that? And then more on the high-profile runoff in Georgia. They're voting down there in Georgia this morning. All that's coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun in. Fired two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Hey, welcome in. And I did have a guest scheduled for 2A today, but apparently this illness that's going around, the coughing and the sore throat, has sidelined him. So I apologize for that. That's okay. But there's a study I wanted to talk about that I think is important, because once again, the mainstream media comes through with shining colors, showing us exactly who they are. There is an attention-grabbing headline this morning, and in fact, it's the American version of the Daily Mail that's put this out, but you can expect to see it everywhere because it's in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And what you need to understand is that for years, the gun grabbers in this country have decided that they can circumvent the Second Amendment if they can just approach the gun issue from a public health attack. If they can identify it as a public health problem like syphilis, then they can attack it without having to worry about the confines of the Second Amendment and abridging your right to keep and bear arms, right? So here we go again. Here's the headline. Guns have claimed more than 1 million lives in the last 30 years. And fatalities spiked by 20% in the pandemic, driven by economic chaos and a jump in gun sales. This is what it wants you to believe. And what you don't find out until well into the article, and it's beyond the fifth paragraph, which is normally my rule, is that the jump is in suicides, right? And apparently, of course, the highest homicide rate, if you want to talk about homicides, is in any category is among black males, right? And this relates to crime in major metropolitan cities. And we're going to talk more about that because of one of the candidates for the future police chief of St. Louis apparently was one of the people working on the crime problem in Chicago, where more black men are killed by gunfire every day than you can shake a stick at and every weekend, and it's ignored. But in this particular case, the numbers have spiked recently because of suicides. And if it's a suicide involving a gun, they lump it in with gun deaths and try to blame the increase in gun sales among legal gun owners in this country. It's a sleight of hand that the left attempts to push on the people again and again and again. And I would challenge you to go read that so that you can be prepared to challenge the crazy left gun-grabbing liberal in your life when they bring that up. Because it's exactly what they'll do. This will grab the headlines. The mainstream media will take this story today and run out to talk about the scourge of gun violence in this country again. They'll use one or two examples of a mass shooting. What their definition of it is more than three people. Whether it's a domestic situation or anything, they're also liars because if somebody gets shot on a Sunday night and it happens to be near a school and it has nothing to do with the school, they still mark it down as a case of school gun violence. They are systemically dishonest with how they present this argument at all times. And that's just something you have to know going into it. That's what it is. Now, let's get back to this story on the search for a St. Louis police chief, because we have our own crime problems here. They announced four finalists yesterday that you, oh, by the way, can meet today. Mm-hmm. The two police unions in the city of St. Louis are upset because they've had zero input into this, because the decision is going to be made not by the public, which is how it should be, right? That's not how it's going to be made. It's going to be made by former Chief Isom and the administration of Tashara Jones, not the police officers, not what's in the best interest of the police officers, but it's going to be made a political decision. And remember, they had this narrowed down to two candidates back in the spring, but the two people determined to be the most capable of doing this, Larry O'Toole and Michael Sack, are both white men, middle-aged white men, maybe a little older than middle-aged, depending on your definition of it. And Mayor Jones decided that pool of talent was not diverse enough, so she threw out the results and started her search all over again. So tonight, you'll get a chance to meet the finalists that she's come up with this time. Larry Boone, a former police chief in Norfolk, Virginia. Robert Tracy, a police chief from Wilmington, Delaware.
Melron Kelly, a deputy chief from Columbia, South Carolina, and the current interim police chief, Michael Sack. There's a long tradition in St. Louis of picking the chief from within the ranks, like a, I don't know, 200-year tradition, maybe? Mm-hmm. Except I would, if I was a betting man, I'm betting Michael Sack's not getting the job. And probably not Larry Boone. But the point here is, it's the evil you know versus the evil you don't, I guess you could say. The devil you know versus the devil you don't. There are people who tell me that, remember we've been so upset with Kim Gardner.
Right.
Because of the list. Mm-hmm. Remember the list? This is a list of 40 or 50 officers she won't accept cases from. Not because she has any criminal reason to not accept a case from them, because she doesn't like them or she's been told not to like them, which hamstrings those 50 officers from bringing cases to prosecutor's office for prosecution. It defeats the purpose of being a police officer. So most of those people have to be on desk duty, or they can't be the person leading that investigation because Kim Gardner won't investigate it. Chief Sack, acting Chief Sack, has apparently been part of putting that list together. So what do you do moving forward? You bring in somebody who knows nothing about St. Louis. You bring in somebody who worked in Chicago at some point trying to battle the crime problem up there. We know what those numbers are.
Right.
My point here is that it's beyond time for the city of St. Louis to put its police department back under the control of the state, where you don't have local petty politics and every decision being looked at through the scope of how can this further my political career, including defunding the police while crime soars and cars get stolen and windows get broken out and gunshots get fired all over the place. You need to have an outside view of that. Plus, it would allow the state to prevent people like Tashara Jones and Megan Green from defunding the police. Morale is horrible in the St. Louis Police Department right now, and there's a reason for it. And it's not necessarily the chief, although that plays a role. It's the politicized nature of former Chief Isom being told what to do by Mayor Jones and her administration, which is decidedly anti-law enforcement. There's no doubt about that. All right, I'm going to get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. What say you about that issue? What do you do moving forward with that? That's a really good question. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Jeff Manasso, speaking of firearms, on a court decision that's pending out in Oregon that has launched a sharp spike in gun purchases because they're afraid of what might happen out there. We're going to get to that story and more. Still ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You have to pretend to be a booker from CNN to get through to you?
You know, that's disgusting. Why don't you show
What's
some
disgusting
respect?
Is
Why don't you,
you
show some respect to my client
not.
And me and stop calling us a porn star and a creepy porn lawyer? If you've got that big a problem with porn,
thought,
do you have that big a problem
I'm
with
not
porn?
Making fun of
when's
all
the last
that.
Time,
slow
when's
down.
The last, when's the last...
Remember that guy? Of course, one of them is Tucker Carlson. Remember the other one? Michael Avenatti, a proud, what is it? What did I say? Carl Parkway Central High School graduate. Remember him?
Yeah.
He had
Stormy Daniels as his client. He was going to bring down Donald Trump. And yesterday, the famous porn lawyer, creepy porn lawyer, as Tucker called him, got another 14 years in prison for stealing millions of dollars for his clients. And the judge said he should serve that on top of the five-year sentence he's already serving right now. He defrauded a mentally ill paraplegic. Prosecutors say he took $12 million. He was ordered to pay $8 million back.
Jeez.
And this is the guy that actually talked about running for president at one point. Boy, Tucker nailed him from an early age, didn't he?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Jeez.
Michael Avenatti is going to the big house for 20 years, it looks like. Wow. What a downfall from the heights of CNN made him a star. Remember that? They loved having him on because he would say negative things about Donald Trump. That's funny. Hey, coming up, Jeff Manasso on this explosion of gun sales out in an unlikely place, Oregon, because they got a big court suit out there regarding their gun control law. We'll get to that and more coming up after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.